News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, a woman's hair was set on fire by a gang of teenagers during a night of chaos on the Lewis Red Line. Niall Ring, former Lord Mayor of Dublin and City Councillor, joins us. Niall, I know the Red Line goes through a section of Neil. Sorry, why am I calling you Niall? We know you well enough. We know you well enough at this stage, Neil. I know it runs through your constituency. There does seem to be a bit of a problem with the Red Line, doesn't there?
There does indeed, Shane, and I've been on it many a time myself, and what I notice, and like first thing, obviously everyone hopes that young girl or lady whose hair was set on fire is okay. I mean, the trauma of that,
terrible,
I mean,
horrendous,
absolutely appalling. But one thing I think about the Lewis, we have to remember the Lewis was handed over more or less taxpayers' money to Transdev to run it. Now, if they're not capable of running it and running, now it runs well, obviously time wise, etc. But the primary thing must be the safe delivery of the passenger from one stop to another. And if Transdev aren't able to do that, because I've been on it, I've been on the Red Line, been on the Green Line, and sometimes genuinely you actually just feel a little bit unsafe because of rowdyism on it. And I notice when the security lads get on, and they always have these guys and they're sort of beefed up and they look the part, in fairness. When they come on, you notice young fellas, particularly young fellas, and it's not unfair to say that.
It's generally not.
Teenage lads are causing all these problems. They actually calm down and they behave themselves. Now, at the moment, Transdev, I was just looking at the figures there lately, they're making a couple of million euros a year. Now, that's great, but you know, I would prefer, like, there's nearly a million passengers a week going on to the Lewis. And I was just doing a quick calculation to have two security men on every Lewis tram. There's 73 trams all day at all times would cost approximately 6 million. Now, a 10-cent rise in fares would cover that. So I would be saying to Transdev, look, maybe I would be prepared to pay an extra 10 cent a journey to know that there's going to be two security guys on that train. I don't know also what the situation regarding CCTV is. I mean, they have to, if there is CCTV, and I've no reason to believe there isn't, there is on Dublin Bus and on the Dart, that the CCTV is looked at and they bring these guys to justice on this particular one, because that's just, like, whatever about a little bit of rowdyism, you know, which can be uncomfortable for passengers, but when people are attacked and this sort of things happen, it's unacceptable. And Transdev running it have to be brought to account on that.
Okay, interesting idea. And Neil, thanks indeed for talking to us there. Neil Ring, former Lord Mayor of Dublin and City Councillor.